This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars. Players only, come on, put your pinky
rings up to the moon. To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's the drive! Way back! It might be! It could be!
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
Mic check, check, check. Okay. Yo, 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 yo. This is Rat Pack Sports Show. We're in the building another week, bringing you the best there is in sports talk and entertainment live. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. Streaming online, RatPackSports.com. Also, streaming on the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. We're on Twitter at Rat Pack Sports, Facebook.com, Rat Pack Sports Show. You can find us on the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. You can also find us streaming on, forget the name of the app. It's another app, third party app that you can stream the show on for you iPhone users. If you can't find the app, the Rat Pack Radio app on the market, you can also find the Rat Pack Radio app on, I think it's Radio. Let me see. I'm going to pull it up real quick because I had to search for it because for some reason our app is not working. On the market, the Rat Pack Radio app isn't working on the market, iPhone markets. So, for iPhone users, the app you can go and download is Radio Guide. You head over there, you download the Radio Guide app, and you can stream the Rat Pack Sports Show or stream Rat Pack Radio directly from the Radio Guy app. And the stream is cool. It's good. And you should be able to find it pretty much on the market. So I had to go, you know, because of the issues we are having with the iPhone app, where pretty much our app is being disabled because Apple, and this is why I don't like Apple, because they're just, you know, money hungry. So before I could just use, I could, you know, have my app published on the market and it didn't cost nothing. But apparently Apple has went in a direction where if you have a personal app or app period, that you have to pay extra to have your map, your app activated on their market. And it's a little steep. So we're not going that route. But I knew we had the station on a couple other outlets because I have the Rat Pack Radio WRPR station on about maybe 10 other outlets to stream. So we were on TuneIn, but TuneIn has disabled you being able to join, you know, add your station to their stream. And because I hadn't updated it in so long, they disabled that. And I can't go in and make changes to it because they're not allowing it. So I knew we was on Radio Guide because, you know, I have a Radio Guide link on the Rat Pack Sports page. So I just went in there and updated Rat Pack Sports Show. The Rat Pack Radio station on Radio Guide, and they have their own personal app as well. So you can now go, even if you're an Android user, you can stream us online on RadioGuide.com, or you can stream us on the Radio Guide app itself. And all you got to do is download the app, then go and you know, find the Rat Pack Radio WRPR. The easiest way to do it is just type in WRPR, and then, you know, the station will automatically pop up. And it's pretty cool. I was checking it out earlier, you know, just listening to the stream to make sure that the stream has the quality and the clarity that it needs to be. And everything seems to be good. So we're good there. But it is Wednesday night, and we're here, we're alive, and it is Wednesday, so we have the AEW, but there's also a lot of other action going on in the world of college sports. You have some college football games that is happening right now. You have NBA going on. Right now, Clemson and Iowa State are playing in the Cheez-It Bowl. And that is in Orlando. Clemson is up 20-13. I will go through some other scores here as well. What is this? Is that an old score? It's got to be an old score. Yeah, so we'll get into a lot. You know, NFL, last 2 weeks of the season, so things start to get interesting. A lot of going on in the NFL from an injury standpoint, NBA from a, you know, COVID standpoint. Yeah, so we're going to get into a lot. If you guys missed our show on Sunday night, I will be updating the downloads on Podbean and Spreaker. We're also on Spreaker. If you're on Spreaker and you can download our podcast on there as well. You can download our podcast on iTunes. You can download it and stream it from Podbean. I mean, we're on a lot of different avenues, and it's only going to get better. As I stated a few weeks back, we will be starting a video portion of the Rat Pack Sports Show where we will be doing live video. So on that live video, you'll be able to interact with us. You don't have to call in. You can just go on Facebook and you can stream us live. We'll be streaming on about four different deals. So we'll be streaming on YouTube live. We'll be streaming on Rat Pack Sports on Twitch. We'll be streaming from the Rat Pack Sports Show group, and we'll be streaming from the Rat Pack Sports Show page as well. So, and I can add as many channels as I like because this thing is completely, it is awesome. I will be adding Twitter to that. So we'll be streaming live on Twitter. I'm not sure about Instagram yet, but we have quite a bit of reach here. When we start our video portion, you'll be able to interact and do everything. We'll be LinkedIn as well. I'm going to add LinkedIn to it, add Twitter to it. And so when we go live, that it'll be all those different avenues that you can, you know, interact with us, ask questions. Sometimes we can do a pop in with video as well, where the people could be able to interact with us and be on the show. Live video, we just have to provide you with a link to go to so you can come on live. So a lot of things will be happening. Saturday, we will be debuting our new show, Breaking Bread. So that'll be coming Saturday as well. That's going to be a great show. I believe it's going to be, you know, just another thing notching our arsenal that we have. We're also working with a DJ as well. That's going to be doing live DJ streams. So this is all coming in the next, you know, maybe month or so. Once we get all the login details and stuff situated, we'll be doing, I don't know how long the show is going to be, but we will have a live a DJ on the network with a live segment, and she's going to do a live mix. It's not pre-recorded. This is live mix, and she's pretty good, and I think it's awesome. So look out for that as well. Yeah, I know this is the Rat Pack Sports Show, but this is Rat Pack Radio, and anybody that's going to be a part of the network, we talk about it. So a lot of things happening behind the scenes. A lot of things happening. We're going to have William Graves. He's going to be calling in, as he always does. Hopefully, Nicholas Lane is going to be with us. So that's good. We're going to have Nicholas Lane on. We're going to have the guru, Boss Hawk, Sean Naylor, on. And, before I went on my little sidetrack of everything, Sunday night, bro, if you guys didn't listen to the show on Sunday night, I'm going to be updating our podcast in about 5 minutes. And Sunday's show was one for the record books. We had a impromptu appearance by Boss Hogg, Sean Naylor's girlfriend. And that was great radio. I'm gonna tell you right now, If you have kids around, this podcast will be NC-17. I'm going to video game terms. It would be not suitable for kids. So don't listen to this.
You need to put your kids to bed.
Yeah, don't listen to your kids. Don't listen to it with your kids unless you don't mind it. It's nothing terrible. Nothing different than what they listening to, Fox music and all of that stuff. But just, you know, putting it out there that it was funny. It was fun. And last Wednesday night we had left field correspondent call in, and that was like the best thing ever this year. So
best Christmas gift yet ever.
I'm gonna be putting together a best of. I don't know if I'm gonna put together a best of Rat Pack just for this year. And those two segments is probably gonna be 50% of it for this year. And then 50. Yeah, 50.
More like 60 or 70.
Well, yeah, okay. So the other 25%, 25 to 30% will probably be just clips of other conversations that we've done in the Rat Pack Sports Show overtime segment. That's when the best stuff happens. I mean,
hands down.
We usually don't announce we're in overtime, but anytime past 11, that is pretty much overtime for us, because you know, normally we're off the air at 11 o'clock. But even so, after 11, that's when things kind of get a little, you know, a little more edgier after 11 o'clock. So, So we're gonna be putting that together for people to go and download and listen to, and then I'll have it played on the station doing the Rat Pack Sports Show overtime show, and we'll go from there, man. But Boss Hog would be on tonight. I'm just giving forewarning. She loved the segment. She loved being on the show, so she may be a regular, which is cool. So we may hear from her tonight. But
cool.
Boss Hog has made the announcement in the thread that after she got off the air last week, yeah, well, not last week, Sunday. She was already asking about when the next show. So she's probably going to, you know, she's going to steal Boss Hog's spotlight. That's, you know, and Boss Hog just got to deal with it. Ain't nothing he can do about it anyway, so.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, he's going to have to He's going to have to be a dual threat NFL guru now.
Yeah, pretty much. And but, you know, you guys been listening to us long enough. You know, Boss Hog has been through some, you know, I mean, he put it out there for everybody. He went through, you know, a divorce, was dealing with some other things personally. And the Rat Pack Sports Show, the family, we've been by his side, and he's not shy about talking about his situation. It is what it is. But, you know, it's good to see my guy having fun and happy. There's a lot of other things happening behind the scenes. You know, we talk about it in the Rat Pack Sports Show group. So they will let that stay there. But, you know, for him, left field correspondent especially, the year ended, it probably as good as it could possibly end. And, you know, we even had an appearance in the chat room by Tara. And
yes.
She don't come on the show that much anymore because she's more like a fireball. So when she you know, she tries.
That's what they get nice for.
Yeah. So she listens, and she comments in the thread and stuff. But, you know, she's always welcome, but she's a fireball. So once she gets set off, you know, we just sit back with our popcorn and
for sure.
You know,
just like with Left Field.
Oh, dude, Left Field, listen. Left Field put on a epic display last Wednesday. Epic. Epic.
Yeah, yes he did.
It's probably about, you know, 11:30, 12 a.m. And dude, we're laughing so hard that I was in tears. I was in tears.
Oh, you was the only one, man.
All my facial muscles was hurting because we were pretty much laughing for about 20, 30 minutes straight, nonstop.
Oh, yes.
And this dude just kept bringing the ammo, just kept letting it loose. And I'm like, man, you gotta stop, bro. This is too much. But
he just playing catch up.
Yeah, he's just playing catch up, man. It's been a while. You know, it's been a while since he's been on the air. And he's just playing catch up. So it ain't nothing wrong with that. My man, he's got a lot of catching up to do, but it was just good to have him on the air. And he's gonna be back in a more freaking role. And he even did something that he was doing when he was staying back here in Florida, was calling in taking a break. My man was hiding in one of the closets at his job and calling in doing the segments every week. So he even went to those extent last week. He didn't announce it to the end when he was getting off, but he was in the closet. He was hiding out in the room somewhere at work. You know, doing this call, because at the end of this call, he said, I got to get back to work. So this dude, I don't know how you get an hour and a half of work to take a break to, you know, call in. But, hey, Left Field correspondent pulled it off. He did it. He's always done it. So that's cool. But we'll have Nicholas Lane here in about 30 minutes, his normal time. And there's a lot of NBA to talk about. And we'll get into that, man. It's a lot of everything going on right now in sports. Only thing not happening is baseball. And we're right around the corner for that from spring training. But everything else.
Say spring training in a couple of months.
Yeah, everything else is happening. You know, we got the first round of the college football selection games. I'm going to call them selection games. They're not really playoffs because I don't believe in a 14 playoff. Playoffs involve more than 14.
No.
So, to me, it's more selection game.
Well, just touching on that here for just a second and everything. So, there is talk that this offseason that it would not be implemented until 2023, but there is talk of doing a lot of realignments and everything and moving and actually moving the college football playoff up to where the conference champions are in.
From every conference? Well, once they do the realignment.
I think it's going to be once the realignment is done, because there is a lot of moving parts and everything. There's a lot of schools that are looking at going to different conferences that haven't even really been released yet. And, you know, but I do think that what is going to come down to, and hopefully college football does it right, is what we've been talking about all this time. the conference champion gets a playoff spot. Now, if you want to have a little selection committee and select four teams to go into wild card spots that you think belong there, okay. You know what? I'm all right with that. I really am. But like we've been saying all along, it needs to go to an even number of teams.
Yep.
And all the in conferences, and those conferences need to have a conference championship, a true conference championship, and the winner of that needs to be able to go, or needs to be able to get that playoff spot. I mean, plain pure and simple. I mean, Debo, how many hours, just me and you, have we sat down and actually seriously looked at this and thought and got everything through to where it would work?
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to figure out, man. I mean, if we could sit here and figure it out in less than 15 minutes, you know, they can figure it out. But at the end of the day, you and I both know what it all comes down to. And it's about money. And that's it. It's just right. about money.
Well, the thing is that the suggestion that we had, you know, start the college football season off a week early and everything and all that. And then with that extra week, then that's when you go and you stick all the playoff games in. You use those first 2 weeks of December for your playoff games. I mean, you can still have your little bowl games that your little Hawaii Bowl, your Tax Slayer Bowl, whatever, because those teams are not they're not in the playoffs anyway, so they're not a factor in that.
Yeah,
you use those 2 weeks to sit there, those 2-3 weeks
and
sit
do
there,
nothing but get, practice.
And you get a true champion, and then you know what I mean. And it's done before the new year sits and everything. You get maybe a week off and everything. And I mean, that's good. And then, it's not hard. I mean, it really isn't, because most of the big bowl games, like your Rose Bowl, your, Cotton Bowl, Orange, a lot of those big bowl games automatically have contracts. Like the Rose Bowl has a contract with the Pac-12 and so on and so forth. That one Pac-12, one Big Ten.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, if it goes right down to it, and you're the Pac-12 conference champion, and you're not in the national title game, well, then I guess you're going to the Rose Bowl. If you are in the national title game, then it automatically goes to whoever lost in the Pac-12 title game. I mean, this is not hard. It's not hard, and I really hope college football gets this right.
Yeah, they need to. I mean, put a rest to all this noise, all this nonsense, you know, with, teams. You get rid of the teams complaining, the conference champions complaining year after year about getting shafted, and that'll put an end to it. And you know, I believe if you got 12 conferences, then all 12 conference champions should be. It's just like Division II. But if you want to realign it to where you don't have those, 12 conferences, and you want to do 12 teams, then you can realign it and make 10 conferences and 2 at-large bids. Or you could do eight conferences and 2 and 4 at-large bids. So you can go to 16 teams. Just go to 16 teams. You get the 12. If it's 12 conferences, the 12 champions get in, and then you got 4 at-larges, which we all know would more than likely be from the Big Ten or the SEC.
Yeah, right.
And you could do it like that. And at the end of the day, nobody can complain because everybody has a shot. Whether you win it or not, then that's up to the game itself. But everybody will have a chance to enter the playoffs, and there will be no more bullcrap. I mean, if you want to do it that way, or you want to just do it by the Power Five, and or however you want to do it. But we just had this huge realignment with the Power Five conferences not that long ago. And now they're talking about another realignment because the new realignment has to support the bigger playoff system. They have to do it in a way to where everybody feels like they have a chance.
Well, so, the thing is that it this is the other thing. At some point in time, there needs to be a cap on the number of schools inside of one conference because, look, and this is coming from an SEC fan. You know me. I'm an Auburn fan. Most of the time it's SEC all the way. Okay, so this is going to sound kind of weird coming from me, but there's too many teams in the SEC.
What they got, 20, 20 something, 22, 23 teams, something like that? No, not that many. I don't think it's that many. I think it's more like, let's see, 15, 16, somewhere around there. Because it's like 6 to 7 teams in each in the East, in the SEC East, and then the SEC. What's the other conference? West or South? I don't know. You would think if it's the North and the South or the East and the West, one of the two. But they do have a lot of teams. But let's see. Let's look here. Standings. No. Yeah, standings. So let's see. Right now you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 conferences. So I was close. 11 conferences. Hold on. Yeah, 11 conferences. The ACC by itself houses 7. So 14 teams in the ACC. The American Conference itself has 11, and that is with a couple teams leaving that conference as well because they realigned with other conferences. Let's see. The Big 12 has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 teams in the Big 12. Big 10 has 7, 14. So the Big Ten has 14, Conference USA 14. The independent is not really a conference, but they do have teams in the independent. I didn't realize BYU. I thought BYU was in the Mountain West. They're independent now. But independent is Notre Dame, BYU, Army, Liberty, New Mexico State, UMass and UConn. The MAC has 6, 12. Mountain West, 6, 12 teams in the Mountain West. Pac-12, 12 teams. SEC, 14. four. Yeah, so 14 teams in the SEC. And then the Sun Belt has 10. All right. I thought FBS, I thought Appalachian State was Division I AA. Because right now, I'm looking at Appalachian State, and they got them listed as Division I A FBS. And I thought App State was in Division II because they were just currently in the Division II playoffs. But right here it's saying they're Division I A, which has to be something wrong here. Because that is 1AA, bro. Louisiana, Georgia Southern, Troy, Coastal Carolina, Georgia State, Appalachian State, South Alabama, Arkansas State, University of Louisville, Monroe, and Texas State. We might have lost William. I don't hear him, but he's probably still there. But, yeah, so, you know, Big 12, no, what was it, ACC.
No, nope, I'm right here.
ACC, Big Conference USA, ACC, SEC all have 14 teams in their conference. So, and Conference USA is losing – if I'm not mistaken, no, not Conference USA. Central Florida is going to the Big Ten, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, Central Florida.
No, they're going to the Big 12.
Big 12, okay. So Central, I think it's Central Florida. It's a couple other teams from that conference that's leaving.
Uh-huh.
Let me see, American there. Conference. It's UCF. I think East Carolina. Let me see. Let me look this up.
Oh, yeah. Look it up. I can't exactly do it. I'm kind of driving at the moment. So, but I thought there was four teams.
Okay.
Because
there's two
Big 12 teams that are moving to the SEC.
All right. So it is UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston.
Okay.
Those are three best teams in that conference. You just lost the power of your whole conference.
Uh-huh. Which conference was that? Not Conference USA.
American Athletic Conference, AAC.
Yeah, the AAC. Debo, That's going to be one of the conferences that doesn't make it.
I think they're going to dissolve and just those teams are going to end up anyways joining other conferences because.
Well, I have a feeling that a couple of them might wind up joining like the independent conference.
Well, that could be possible. That could be possible. I mean, because think about it. For Cincinnati is number four. They're playing Friday night. Houston is number 20, and UCF just came off of a undefeated season, and they've really been the bread and the butter of that conference up until last season. So you lose them, you lose Houston, you lose Cincinnati. This is what you have left. East Carolina, Tulsa, SMU, Memphis, Navy, Tulane, South Florida, Temple. Now,
Debo, Tulsa and Temple are moving. They're leaving the conference too.
Where are they going?
They're going to the ACC, I believe.
Hold on, because I'm finna read something on this. Okay, so this is what's happening. Tulsa, North Texas, Rice, Charlotte, FAU, UAB. have all been approved to join the AAC. All six of those schools coming from Conference USA. They will join the current. They will join the current members, which is East Carolina, Memphis. Navy is in the conference only for football. South Florida, Temple, SMU, Tulane, Tulsa, Wichita State.
And I'm sorry, I said ACC. I meant AAC.
Wichita State for basketball and Olympic sports only, which I don't understand that Olympic sport part, but Wichita State is in the
Olympic
conference.
Olympic sports like gymnastics.
Oh, okay. So Wichita State is in the conference only for basketball and then the Olympic sports. So the AAC, after all that, is going to have 15 schools, so they won't be dissolving. They won't be dissolving. But they will
it
compete.
It sounds to me like Conference USA might be.
Yeah, but they will compete as a 14-team league in football and men's and women's basketball, among other sports. So they've rebounded from losing their three top dogs, obviously. You know, they got on the ball. But some of these other conferences, I guess they're stating that they want to be part of the power conferences. So instead of it being a power five, they're campaigning for a power six campaign to be added to those. Listen, this is what I think about the Power Five. I think it's complete bullcrap.
Overrated.
And I think the term Power Five is a political term for the big money schools to always be in the running and the little guys to be left out. That's what I feel about the Power Five when they talk about it. I thought it was bullcrap when they first did it. And it still is, because at the end of the day, if we want to get a true champion in college football, because football is the only sport that they don't do a playoff system. So we need a real playoff system, period. I don't want no committee or anybody choosing these 12 or 16 teams, however they decide to do about it. Forget the ranking, forget the committee. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. You don't need them. You go by records and conference champions, and your at large bids, best records, or ranking, AP ranking. We don't need this BCS ranking crap. We don't need that. That's what the committee is doing. That is the committee. We just need the regular rankings that they've always used for the top 25. So you got your conference champions, and then if it's 16 teams, you got 11 conferences. So that means you got five at-large bids. So after your conference champions, the six best teams rank-wise gets in the playoff.
Makes sense to me.
That's how you do it. Because if we already know the rankings are skewed. They're always skewed. Let's go and look at the end of the season rankings for college football. So at the end of the season, where we at? Come on now, standings, rankings. Would that be in standings? No. I want top 25 rankings, dude. There we go. Okay, so these are the end of the season rankings. I'm gonna give you all 25 teams, and we're going by the AP. I'm not going by the college football playoff rankings. We want to get rid of that. So AP top 25. Obviously, you got the first four. That is those teams have been chosen for the 14 playoff. After that, you got Notre Dame, Baylor, Ohio State, Ole Miss, Oklahoma State, Utah, Michigan, BYU, Pittsburgh, Oklahoma, Oregon, Louisiana, Iowa, North Carolina State, Clemson, Wake Forest, Houston, Arkansas, Texas A&M, University of, I guess that is Texas San Antonio, UTSA. Let me see if I'm right about that. I'm going to be so happy if I am. University, let me see. Come on now. Don't make me proud if I guess something right here. I think that is University of Texas San Antonio, but I'm trying to find.
Which college is that, Debo?
UTSA, Roadrunners. I want to say it's Texas San Antonio.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, so University of Texas San Antonio was ended the season ranked 24th, and I have no idea exactly where or how they even got in the rankings, because up until that point, they were unranked, but they were 12-1. And then you have Kentucky. So if I was a betting man, okay, Alabama won their conference. Michigan won their conference. Cincinnati won their conference. I would have to go down the list to see these other teams, but I guarantee you don't have all 12 conference champions ranked. So that's what needs to be done. You don't have to rank them, but all 12, all 11 conference champions will get an automatic bid, whether they're ranked or not. You never know. You may have an Appalachian State or a Boise State type of team that come in under the radar and just win it all. But you'll never get that if you don't allow them to have a chance. So we'll get back into that. We'll get back into that most definitely. But we're going to go to the line here.